Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. A 23-year-old man from Saginaw is facing several felony charges after authorities say he fled from a traffic stop and crashed his vehicle early Sunday morning. According to Michigan State Police, troopers tried to stop the driver around 3 a.m. near Sheridan Avenue and Remington Street for speeding and allegedly running a flashing red signal. Police say the driver accelerated away, though troopers did not pursue under department policy. Investigators say the vehicle later crashed in a vacant lot off of Sheridan Avenue. The suspect then reportedly ran from the scene before being taken into custody by a Saginaw Police Department officer on Holland Avenue. During a search of the vehicle, troopers say they recovered a privately made firearm, commonly called a ghost gun, equipped with an auto-sear device. Authorities also report finding crack cocaine on the suspect after his arrest. The man, who police say had recently been released from parole, is charged with fleeing and eluding police, resisting and obstructing officers, drug possession, felony firearm violations, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. As of Monday, he had not yet been arraigned. And a 41-year-old Aranac County woman is dead after a hit-and-run crash involving an e-bike on Muffet's Township. Authorities say deputies were called just after midnight Sunday, May 17th, to M76 near Kindig Road, south of Alger, where they found Dana Quigley dead at the scene. Investigators say the driver involved had already left before first responders arrived. The Aranac County Sheriff's Office says a suspect vehicle and driver were identified later Sunday. No names have been released, as charges have not yet been authorized as of Monday. The case is being forwarded to the Aranac County Prosecutor's Office for possible criminal charges. When we come back from this Oak Beach Auto sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto. They're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has 6 modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour wrecker service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a Bay County jury has convicted a 46-year-old man in connection with a deadly drunken driving crash that killed a Hampton Township woman and seriously injured her teenage son. Prosecutors say Kelvin Trask was intoxicated and speeding when his pickup truck struck a van pulling out of a driveway along West Hampton Road in February of 2024. The driver of the van, Polly Christensen, later died from her injuries at a local hospital. Her son survived after being hospitalized in critical condition. Investigators say Trask's blood alcohol level was above the legal limit at the time of the crash. Christensen worked as a paraprofessional with the Essexville-Hampton Public Schools District, while her son was a student at Kramer Junior High School. Trask was found guilty of operating while intoxicated, causing death and causing serious injury. He faces up to 15 years in prison at sentencing scheduled for June in Bay County Circuit Court. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today.